Cops crack down on statue thieves. Rash of thefts of valued Buddha icons sends officer on a personal quest. Police Colonel Napanwut Polki was in a determined mood after burglars stole a precious Buddha statue from his hometown in Prachinburi province. The superintendent of Provincial Police Region 3 told himself he would do whatever it took to bring Luangpa Ching Sen back to Wat Makok Simaran, the temple in Muang District, from where the 500-year-old statue was stolen. The bronze statue with the Mara Wichai, or Victory Over Evil posture, was made in the style representative of northern Thailand's Lanna Kingdom, also known as Ching Sen art, whose Buddha statues have unique characteristics, including a lotus-like topknot. Police Colonel Napanwut's task began when the Royal Thai Police issued a nationwide call for officers to look for Luangpa Ching Sen, which was stolen on January 15th. I was not sure if many police officers would take this issue seriously, said Police Colonel Napanwut, but he was to be pleasantly surprised. His team started their investigation in early March and closed the case just over a week later when they made two arrests and seized more than 50 stolen items, including Luangpa Ching Sen. Police Colonel Napanwut said this quick success came after following three steps. First, the team studied records of thefts of Buddha statues over the past 3 years. The records showed 31 temples had fallen victim to thieves, including Wat Bua in Nakhon Ratchasima's Nong Sung district. Police Colonel Napanwut suspected the same thieves targeted Wat Bua and Wat Makok Simaran because the stolen Buddha statues and other assets in both instances were from the same Lanna period, and the burglaries in both cases were carried out by the robbers entering the temples by making a hole in the roof. Next, the team called for witnesses who might have seen the robbers at Wat Makok Simaran to come forward. Nobody admitted seeing the robbery take place, Police Colonel Napanwut said, but one person told police they had seen three suspects making merit at the temple a few days earlier. The witness told police that the three men were very interested in Luangpa Ching Sen. From the witness's account, Police Colonel Napanwut's team were able to make sketches of two of the suspects, as well as collect details of the pickup truck they were seen traveling in. The investigators then started their search for the suspects. They compared the sketches with photos of criminals in the police database, while Police Colonel Napanwut asked police agents familiar with the illegal trade in ancient Buddha images to help him find more clues. A week later, Police Colonel Napanwut was contacted by one agent who said the suspects were staying at a house on Ramatu Road in Bangkok. An investigation of the residence found a pickup truck matching the witness's description. Police then decided to raid the premises, where they arrested Adason Jaima, 44, and a Yutia resident, and Pramot Chinarin, 42, from Bangbon District in Bangkok. The two allegedly confessed that they had colluded with Chayapon Wongyai, Panom Mitawon, and An Bunchai, who are still at large, to steal Luangpa Ching Sen and other assets from Wat Bua and other temples. They said they sold Luangpa Ching Sen to a Buddha image collector called Tao Ta Prachan and informed police that the Buddha statue and other assets were hidden at a statue foundry in Nonthaburi. A raid on the factory found Luangpa Ching Sen. "I'm happy I solved this case," Police Colonel Napan Wut said. "Villagers really wanted the Buddha statue back. They did everything they could to ensure his return, from merit-making and praying to cursing the robbers. The Fine Arts Department is now carrying out restoration work on Luangpa Ching Sen and will return the statue to Prachamburi villagers on April 10th. The department said 36 registered ancient Buddha statues have been stolen between 1996 and 2011. Only three have been retrieved, including Luangpa Ching Sen. A further 531 unregistered Buddha statues have been stolen during the same period, of which only five have been found. To prevent valuable Buddha statues from being stolen, Police Colonel Napan Wut suggested temples employ security professionals or volunteers to guard their assets at night. Temple dogs and alarm bells were not sufficient, he said.